Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Here, Bird Show.
Quick check-in on a scale of 1 to 10, Mo. 10 being this is the greatest day, and yesterday was the greatest day of your life. Where are you at today? And yesterday?
Today I'm hoping for a 10 because the day just started.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
What happened?
Yesterday about a 3.
That look. What happened?
A lot, man. I'm going through a lot in my personal life.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. It was about a 3.
Oh, no.
It was about
Sorry.
A 3. But it's all good.
Physical life stuff. Happens. Family stuff.
Man, it's a storm. You know how what they say, when it rains, it pours.
We need to get you an umbrella.
Yeah, I do, a big one.
No, we need to get you an arc at this point. I feel like you're about to float away.
I do. Yeah, Moa's arc. Yeah. But I'm hanging in there, man. Life, you know, it happens to all of us. It is what it is.
I'm sorry, man.
That's all good.
When I throw out that question, I expect everybody to give me the stereotypical, everything's great.
You know what's funny? Asking.
Right. Every morning I say, I hope today is the day he doesn't ask.
Yeah. It's every single day.
Every single time.
And then the days I do want you to ask, it's like, all right, we're going to stay on schedule. And I'm like, I have so many funny anecdotes.
Yes.
Well, now I'm scared. How was your day yesterday? And how you doing this morning?
I had a pretty okay day yesterday. I mean, it was stereotypical. I always call Mondays my busy day because it's the day I have to like knock everything out for the week. I had to pay taxes yesterday, which is, you know, super thrilling. I did have a sauna appointment, which was fun. So I got to sit in the sauna for an hour and just like stretch. But other than that, really nothing exciting. So I'm going to give yesterday a 7 because it was like above average. You know, I'll give yesterday an 8. I'm going to give yesterday an 8 because I'm proud of myself for finally paying my taxes because I've been putting it off. And of course, it's something that's caused me anxiety for 3 months and it took me 2.5 seconds. So I did that. And then I'm probably feeling about a 5 right now because I was up kind of late because I cannot stop watching that Idaho 4 murder documentary.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget that there's a reason I don't watch them. And it's because it gives me severe anxiety. Yeah. So, yeah.
You really got to watch what you're watching now. I mean,
know.
It can really affect you.
I can't stop watching them. Yeah. I'm so fascinated.
How you doing on a 1 to 10?
So yesterday, you know, anybody that has a kid or a toddler knows that they get in a mood, and yesterday was a mood day. So we had a couple of some tantrums and some meltdowns. I was proud of myself that I remained calm, cool, and collected. Like I didn't blow my top or anything, and I, you know, held firm on my ground on certain things.
Yeah.
So we're working on our tone when we speak to people, and I tell him that, you know, respect is a two-way street. If you want me to respect you, you're gonna have to respect me, and vice versa. So it was a long day yesterday.
Yeah, was it? Just one of those, man.
Just one of those. But you know, I got a good night's sleep. My coffee tastes good this morning. Okay. So like Mo, we're going to put it in the universe. We're going to manifest ourselves a 10 today.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll spin mine. Yesterday was a fun day for me because I got reacquainted with management again.
They haven't forgot your name, eh?
Apparently they have not. So, you know, play stupid games, get stupid prizes. So a lot of people are upset about this Beyonce thing. So I was on the phone with management a lot yesterday. So that was my day today. You know what, though? Even so, I'd say my day yesterday was like a 7, 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel fine today.
Good.
Just fine. So I'll briefly talk about it later on. I'm not going to talk a lot about it. There are a lot of moving parts with this whole Beyonce thing. And Jackson sneaking his way into Beyonce 2 nights in a row has ruffled a lot of feathers.
Oh.
As you could just imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw this coming.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
You know, there's one person you probably should be a little skeptical of when it comes close to falling in love. And I feel like somebody needs to give Jennifer Aniston a heads up because she's got a new romance with a master hypnotist. Now, I read that and I'm like, you know what? Good for Jennifer Aniston. She's in her 50s. She's still got it. She's still one of the hottest celebrities out in Hollywood. But then I'm thinking, I'm like, can you really trust falling in love with someone who I guess could technically hypnotize you into falling in love with them? So this is a guy, he's like 52 years old. He's been in the health and wellness scene for a while. We know Jennifer Aniston, she is doing all the crazy stuff like those salmon sperm facials, and she always does like yoga. I mean, she's like one of the fit Hollywood girls.
Ooh, I'm about to do one of those.
The salmon?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, why?
Yeah, the salmon sperm.
Come on,
yeah,
why?
No, because it's a thing, and it's like, it's legit, and it's like proven, and Atlanta Face and Body is offering now. I just cut spots with Dr. E yesterday, and they have a special going on for the salmon sperm facial, and they test everything out, and everybody is raving about the way their skin looks after they do this facial, so I am booking one ASAP, and so, I will let you know if it's like legit or not.
Please do.
When I hear stuff like that, I feel... Or I think to myself, it was one person.
Yeah.
One person came up with that idea. Without a doubt, it was in Los Angeles. And it has now spread its way through the country. But we'll see if it works.
You don't think Montana came up with that?
I do not. I think this was purely L.A. based.
Okay. It's sort of like the first person to milk a cow. It's like, what were you thinking? You know, when you were thinking about salmon, sperm, you know, what was going through your head? What were you doing?
Oh, I got one for you. Circumcision. Someone had to be the first.
Yeah. Man, why we want to cut that little flap of skin off?
Yeah. Why, what would make you do such a thing?
Someone had to come up with the idea to just hack that thing off.
All right. Well, Dolly Parton is getting really candid and honest about how she's been coping with the death of her husband. I mean, they were together for a long time. They were together for decades. And, you know, I feel like we got kind of a generic statement from her. And then she had released a song pretty shortly after we got news of his passing. But other than that, we didn't really get much info from her after he passed away. Well, she recently went on Khloe Kardashian's podcast and said that there is one thing she has been having a hard time with since he passed away.
There's a few things now. My husband passed away. Several things I've wanted to start, but I can't do it. I will later, but I'm just coming up with such wonderful, beautiful, you know, ideas, but I think I won't finish it. I can't do it right now because I got so many other things and I can't afford the luxury of getting that emotional right now.
I mean, when you're with someone for 60 years, obviously it's going to emotionally stunt you for a little bit. But I mean, the fact that Dolly Parton at her age is still out there kicking and putting out new music and still thinking about new ideas and wanting to continue her career, even though she got the money, she don't have to. Like, she can just go out and be at Dollywood anytime she wants to be, just eat some cinnamon bread. But the fact that she's still even thinking about continuing to create things, I think says a lot about her as an artist, but also her as a person as well.
And it's not just like money-making ideas. It's like, it's legacy ideas. It's like, how am I going to leave the world a better place than I found it? Mm-hmm. And that's the way she constantly thinks.
Exactly.
She seems to have lived her life so gracefully. It's very admirable.
And I think that's why she's so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I think her purpose always has been to help other people, and I think that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
This is The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That's one of your worst nightmares, thinking that your house might burn right to the ground. All those memories, everything that you got in there. I mean, it's your life right there. And Jackson's friend almost had this happen to him on 4th of July weekend, but didn't have to do with fireworks?
No, had nothing to do with fireworks, which is surprising because you hear about the horror fest that it is to work in emergency services over 4th of July weekend, because that's when people are having firework incidents and there's fires and, you know, everything in between. So over the 4th of July weekend, I decided to make my way up to Hartwell, Georgia, into farm country, to go visit one of my buddy's families. My best friend that actually got married this past weekend, it's him and his family. And they always throw a huge 4th of July bash every year. And for the longest time, I would go up there. That was like my plan every year. They've got like this big property. They've got a house up there, but then they've built like these extra little like cabins around their house. So it feels like adult summer camp when you go there. It's awesome. You know, if I go up there with my girlfriend, we've got our own room, we've got our own bathroom. It's like a great, great fun setup. And so not only are his parents up there, but, you know, his brothers and sisters and also a bunch of us of his friends also go to celebrate there. So the first night that I get up there, of course, as much of a wholesome weekend as this is, we're also, you know, getting after a little bit, having some drinks and hanging out a little bit, right? And so the first night, it gets pretty late in the night. Everyone has gone to sleep except there's like four of us hanging out around the fire, having some extra drinks, listening to music, just having a good time. And I look over to one of my friends, and we all have that one friend that one always gets into more trouble than the rest when they drink a little too much. And also the friend that you think that you probably know more about them than they know about themselves.
Okay.
Right. This guy just happens to be those two people just bundled into one together.
That's a dangerous combo.
Yeah. Some would say that. And it's funny you should say that because I look over at him and I can see the glazed over look on his face. It's the lights on but nobody's home look. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And he looks at me and he goes, I'm so hungry. And I go, hey,
me
hungry. Literally caveman style. And it's funny because this guy's like a 6'2", pretty big guy. And he, when he says that, I'm just like, yeah, like go inside, grab some food. There's leftover burgers, leftover dogs.
You say it's acting like this is a third world country.
Where will I find food in this country?
What do you want me to do, man?
Go eat. And then he looks at me and he goes, pizza. And I go,
yeah, no, I understand.
And I said, no, because he had bought frozen pizzas before coming up there. And I go, do not, under any circumstance right now, make a pizza. Just go in there. There's plenty of leftovers in the fridge. Just grab something, throw it in the microwave, go eat, go to bed.
Now, the power of DiGiorno is real, man.
Must be. Because he gets up and goes inside, and I look at the two other guys that are still standing, and I go, he's for sure going to go make a pizza, isn't he? And they're all like, yep, he's for sure going to go do that. And they're going to be, and then we're all kind of laughing and joking, and we're like, yeah, watch him go into your parents' room on accident, too, talking to my friend who's hosting all of us. And I was like, I feel like that's going to happen. So then we call it a night, maybe an hour or so later.
And he still hasn't come out with said pizza?
No, because he said he was going to go to bed afterwards. I could tell that, like, this was going to be a food-to-bed situation that happened one right after the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and again, I'm not trying to put the onus on you because you are not responsible for another man's actions. But in that hour you're sitting out there drinking and by the fire, nobody thought to go check on him?
Nope.
Okay, just sit back.
Birds of a feather. That's typically how it goes.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, it's like, he's going to be fine, even though we all said what we thought was going to happen. So then I go to my little cabin room, totally separate from the main house where he was staying in, and I go to sleep. So I wake up the next morning, and I come, and I go into, like, the main house, and I'm, like, you know, saying my good mornings to everybody. And my friend's mom goes, hey, Jackson, what's this? And pulls out of the trash can a black puck.
Oh.
What do you think it was?
Well, yeah.
Pizza.
Mom, he nailed it, didn't he?
So they start retelling the story of what happened the night before. So apparently at like 3 a.m., my friend's mom wakes up and straight out of a horror movie, this guy is just standing in the door.
of the parents' room?
Of the parents' room. Just standing there. And she's like, hello? Hey, are you good? Because it scared, you know, the daylights out of her.
He's like out on his feet?
He's out on his feet. Maybe sleep. We don't really quite know, like, if he's like in just some drunken stupor or if he's sleepwalking or what. But then she gets up out of bed and she's like, come on, to your room. like guiding him to his room and, like, you know, kind of pushes him into the room. And then she's like, what's that smell? And she comes out and it's also like hot in the living room. And she goes and looks, and the oven is set to broil.
Wow.
And she's like, why is the oven on right now? And opens it up. And at this point, the pizza is so charred and black that she's who tried to make brownies in the middle of the night? Couldn't even identify it as a pizza at all. But, like, there's, for some reason, there's not a ton of smoke, but it's like 85 degrees in this place because this room is not very big at all.
Like, we laugh. He could have legitimately burned the house down.
This is like a wooden cabin situation, too. So I think this thing would have gone up into flames, like, instantly. And so she turns the oven off and takes the brick out of the oven and throws it away and then turns back around. guy's not in his room anymore.
What?
So she's like, what is going on? So she walks around the other corner, and there's like a laundry room before there's the bathroom, and he's just standing there staring at the wall. And so she's got to come up to him again and like coax him into his room. I don't know if he got possessed. I don't know if this guy, nobody knows what was going on in this guy's head, but he almost burned the entire house down and it looked like we needed to perform an exorcism on him that entire night.
So did he remember anything the next morning? Because surely you guys interrogated him about like the...
You know when someone claims that they don't remember
that's what
anything?
I was about to say. Yes. I'm sure he did, but wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, but you're a little too embarrassed. I think that's what
I've been this guy before, but I think I've told you that I made it sober enough to make the pizza. Because pizza, by the way, once it gets in your head when you're buzzed, that's it.
Yeah.
There's no other food in the world. So I make the pizza. I get over to the couch to eat it. And that's the last thing I remember. And I just remember waking up the next morning with pizza in my cheek. So I didn't even swallow it. I chewed it, put it in my cheek. And when I woke up in the morning, I'm like taking it out like it's chew, man.
Pizza chipmunk.
Okay, you cannot hide sex, baby.
Dude, by the way, my best friend did that with a chalupa from Taco Bell, and the color of the meat had been completely drained.
This is The Bert Show.
I know we've had the debate before. If somebody gives you a wedding ring from a previous relationship, like a grandmother or something like that, but the relationship wasn't great or the relationship ended up in divorce, is it bad luck to go ahead and wear that wedding ring, right? We've talked about that, or maybe even a passed down wedding dress. Is it bad luck?
Well, I feel like that's the one scenario where everyone kind of agrees. Everyone has like the same superstitions. I feel like most people kind of roll their eyes when it comes to things like that. Like if you think something has bad juju or you feel like you need to sage something, everyone thinks you're just being overdramatic. But I do kind of feel like when it comes to weddings, everyone's kind of like, oh, that might be a little bit of bad luck. So I'm 28. So I'm in that phase of life where everyone's getting married. Everyone's getting engaged except for me. And one of my really close friends got engaged a couple of months ago, and she is looking for her wedding venue. And this has been something we've been thinking about and talking about for years. You know, this is the thing that like girls talk about. Like you think about your wedding day and you plan it and you make the Pinterest boards and you make the pros and cons list of everywhere you want to go. And she's been touring a couple of places in our hometown. And I've loved being a part of it because she'll send me photos or she'll send me links and I'll do like the virtual tour on the website. And I feel like I'm there with her and I'm walking her through, you know, this really exciting process. And also, you know, selfishly, like trying to pick out the place that I think would be the prettiest and the place that I think I'll get the best pictures at.
You're like, no, you don't want to get married here. This place is butt. But in your head, you're like, this is where I'm getting married.
No, I'm like, you can't do that. Like, I'm not even dating somebody, but I want to get married there. So there was one place in particular that I was very opposed to. And I want you to call me out if I'm being a little bit too crazy about it. So she sends me this link and she goes, Abby, like, I think this is the one. Like, we really fell in love with it. She sent me a photo of like the river in the background and the sun is setting and there's twinkling lights. And she's like, I just really feel like this is the place where I'm going to get married. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so exciting. And I'm kind of looking at it. I'm like, why does this place look a little familiar? And I'm looking at it and I'm pulling up the website and I'm checking out the gallery. And I go, you can't get married here. And she goes, why not? Like, this is perfect. Like, look at the sunset. Look at the twinkling lights. Like, we're crying. Like, the champagne. We already cleaned it. Like, the families are embracing. I said, do you not remember who got married here 2 years ago and is already divorced? And she goes, oh, no. And I go, yeah. We had a friend who got married here very recently, like 2 or 3 years ago. And they got divorced like a year into their marriage. Like, it ended very, very quickly. Nobody saw it coming. But we were like, oh, like, that's getting divorced in your 20s. Like, kind of chic, but also kind of puts a little bit of a brand on this venue. Like, if you're getting divorced that quickly into your marriage. And so I said, I'm like, I feel like everyone's going to look at those photos that you take on your wedding day. And because they all know we're friends with this person, they're going to see, oh, she got married at that venue and that their mutual friends got divorced. All right. It just feels like there's going to be some bad juju attached to it.
If you were to eliminate every church and every wedding venue that housed a couple that ended up getting divorced, you'd be stuck with two churches in this country to be able to get married in.
But this isn't any couple. This is actually friends of theirs. So there's a connection there. However, if it's beautiful and it's like picturesque, I'm still getting married there.
It's beautiful, but it also just looks like every other venue in our hometown. I'm like, just pick the one down the street. Like, it's got the same river. It's the water's the same everywhere. Every ballroom can look the same when you put the curtains up or the flowers up or whatever. And I obviously, like, 9 times out of 10, like, anytime somebody gets married at any venue, like, someone's gotten divorced there. There's something tragic that happened in that relationship. I'm not saying that there's necessarily, like, some bad energy happening there, but it just seems so weird to me to choose a place where we know someone who got married there and the relationship didn't end well. Like, I feel like I'm going to be thinking about them, and other people that we're friends with are going to be thinking about them who were at that wedding.
So if they're friends, are they getting invited to the wedding? Because if so, then she's going to get invited back to the place where she got married.
No, that's the bad juju.
Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
She's on the C list. That's how I'll put this friend. Like, we were really close like 5 years ago. And so, of course, like, you still follow them on Instagram. None of us were at that wedding.
Okay.
But we've seen the photos.
Abby.
It was like a $300,000 wedding. So, of course, like, we've talked about it in the group chat. Like, this is a wedding that we followed. I was like, how did you not? I'm like, did you pick out this venue because we both loved it when we saw the photos when it came out?
Did you say $300,000 wedding?
Yeah, they're rich.
And they only made it a year?
Yeah.
That's where the bad juju started.
Can I be honest? I actually think it was more than $300,000. Like, I think $300,000 was the original budget. Like, when we were talking about it, when she was, like, getting married and talking about it, like, at brunch and stuff, she was like, yeah, this is the budget. And I was like, oh, my God, that's, like, some people's house.
Is your friend's last name Bezos?
No. No.
So, did they pay for it? Were they, or obviously, because we're talking about, you know, people in their 20s. I was about to say kids in their 20s.
It was the parents that paid. This is a kind of family. They're so funny when I think about them. I'm like, do they run the mafia? Because I went over to their house once for a game day, and I remember thinking, like, I feel like these are the type of people that have killed people for money. Like, just like they have like a very like soprano aura about them, like very fun, very lively people.
Work in waste management.
That's not a family I'm gonna get divorced out of.
And now you're talking crap about them on the air. Yeah. That's smart.
Oh my God, they're gonna come after me.
Email your resume to hiring at thebirdshow.com. We're gonna have an opening soon.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate icebreaker with the family. Hey, are you guys mafia when you're in their house?
Yeah, I don't want to ask them that.
Yeah, they usually tell you.
But put yourself as a parent, right? And like, maybe you warned her before, and I don't know if there were any red flags, any signs before her walking down the aisle. But say you're the father of the bride, and you shelled at minimum, because that was the budget, they probably exceeded at $300,000. And your marriage doesn't even, you know, your marriage doesn't make it a year. We don't know the circumstances. We're going to keep it vague, but it ends, right? As the parent, on a scale of 1 to 10, how livid are you, and do you require your child to compensate you and pay you back in some capacity? Because that is $300,000 wasted.
They out the family.
Wasted.
You out the family.
Literally, are you out the earth?
Yeah, nah. Are you guys suspicious of, suspicious?
Superstitious?
Superstitious about anything else in your life as general rule?
I don't walk under ladders.
Okay.
And I don't split poles.
You don't what?
I won't split a pole.
Oh, yeah.
I do, but I have to do the saying. Like, before you split, like, as you're splitting the pole, you say bread and butter. And when you get back together, you say toast and jam.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Really?
She did that to me in the hallway. And I was like, are you hungry? Because there's that split in the hallway on the way to the break room where, like, you can walk through the copy room or you can go on the other side. And she goes, toast and jam. I'm like, chip, cheerio.
I will literally walk back around the pole. So
what's the superstition behind that one? That if you guys split, then you're going to split in real life or something?
Honestly, I don't even know. It's just something that I've always been taught, like, within my family and friend group. It's always like, you got to come back. You can't split the pole. I don't know what happens if you do, but yeah, it's just kind of stuck with me all these years.
I think there are only two places that I'm really superstitious. One, I'll never sit in a wheelchair. All right. A, I think it's disrespectful, but B, that's superstition. And the second one is anything that has to do with my team in sports. I feel like I have something to do with it. Like, if I'm sitting in the wrong seat and they're losing, I'll never sit in that seat again to watch my team. Anything when it comes to sports.
Yeah, Bart and I have gone to separate rooms to watch Kentucky basketball. Yeah. Like, if we were in the same room and they started doing bad, we would separate and I would go upstairs and he stayed downstairs. Now, the superstition surrounding splitting a pole involves the belief that walking on opposite sides of a pole, like a lamppost, telephone pole, will bring bad luck. It just says bring bad luck. But to counteract this, people often say bread and butter as a charm or blessing to avert the perceived bad luck.
I never knew that.
Interesting. Uh-huh. So yeah, my dad did it. So when any time we were walking over, dad did it. But I think Pops may have added the toast and jam when we got back.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
100 days of good goes round comes from us to you today.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
All right, before we go into our good goes round, because I'm going to be giving away something on the air today, there's a little story behind it. There's a little, like, I'm not going to say history, because I think you have to have some time to pass for there to be history, and this just happened on Friday night. But I realize I bought something that possesses way too much power for me. And I came to this realization Saturday, the day after the Beyonce concert, because I went hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who I thought I was, mm-hmm. but I was a different person.
Hey, yo.
Because of these boots.
Look at those things.
You guys, I had an outfit for Beyonce, but I posted them online, the options, and everybody was like, you're not sparkly enough. You know, you don't look like you're going to a Beyonce concert.
Okay, you're going to Jason Aldean.
Yeah, you need to have more sparkle. So, is option E none of the outfits? Because I don't like any of them.
So, I reported so many people in your comment section. I was like, why are you going to say that? Why are you going to say that with your face out on the internet?
Just for the record, this is not good policy. No. Making fun of our listeners.
Yeah. This is not listeners. These are just followers on Instagram. I don't know if they listen to the show. Probably do, but whatever.
And they were making fun of you first.
That's a fact.
Okay, so here you go. So that Friday, before hours before Beyonce is hitting the stage, I'm like, all right, you want sparkles, B? I'll find you some sparkles, B.
Indeed, you did.
And I go to, I don't go to the first name stores. I go to like Saks off Fifth Avenue, and I go to the Bloomingdale's outlet, and I go to Nordstrom Rack, and I go to TJ Maxx because I'm not going to shell out a bunch of money.
Now, Saks off Broadway is so off Broadway that they've named it Goodwill.
One, it's Saks off Fifth. Get your street straight, sir.
Sorry. It's Saks off Roswell Road.
It's actually Saks off Lenox. All right, so I went and I was like, I'm popping in and out of stores. My eyes are just searching for something sparkly, right? And I strike out at Nordstrom Rack. I strike out at TJ Maxx. I have like really, really nice cowboy boots. These are cowboy boots that I got in Dallas, Texas when I went to the premiere of the redone Dallas TV show. Okay. Remember, right. I ate dinner with JR, the one who got shot. And so they gifted us cowboy hats and cowboy boots. This is back when people had money and budgets and could like do kind of stuff.
Yeah, this was fantastic time. Yeah.
So I have like these really awesome cowboy boots, but I walk into DSW and I go back to the clearance rack and there they are.
Angels singing.
Sparkly, knee-high boots.
Yep.
And I was like, I put them on, and they fit. And I'm walking up and down the aisle of DSW, and I'm like, I love you. You must come home with me.
This is like a Harry Potter wand.
You'd have clicked your heels twice. We'd have never saw you again.
The shoes. I didn't choose the shoes. Yeah. The shoes chose me.
Uh-huh.
So I bought these bad boys and I took them home. And lo and behold, in my house, I had the bedazzled tights. I had the bedazzled belt. I wore my American hoochie denim shorts and my too tight tank top. And I took my Barbie cowboy hat that I wore for Pride and I blinged it up and I wore that instead. Everything else I had, I bought the shoes. My magic, in the words of Forrest Gump, them's my magic shoes. Then I headed to Beyonce. I was walking taller. I was my own Sasha Fierce. I was feeling myself. I was pre-gaming at the house. Abby and Kate Katie and I, we took the MARTA, our public transportation, down to Beyonce. I'm walking up to Mercedes-Benz Stadium like I own the place. I get in the suite and I start drinking my butt off, and it's all because of these shoes. I am dancing. I am dropping it like it's tepid. I'm doing all the things. And I remember at one point looking at Abby. I remember saying this. I was drunk, but I remember saying this. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can do myself justice.
If you can, I will.
I know. So I look at Abby. I'm going to do my impersonation, then I want you to do my impersonation of me. I look at Abby. I go, and mind you, Abby's 28. I am 46. She could be my child. I look at Abby and I go, see, Abby? I'm proof. You can still do hot girl S even when you're 46.
That is not what I was going to impersonate you doing.
I know.
This is what I was going to impersonate you doing.
Do you remember me saying that?
Yes, because me and Katie are both like, yeah, we can still be cool in 18 years. This is going to be great. So we're at the suite at this point. She's on glass of rosé number 4 at this point.
Easily. I've easily had a bottle of rosé at this time.
And the concert hasn't started yet. By the way, this is a three.
Wait, let's let that soak over us here.
This is a 3-hour concert, nonstop, no intermission.
No.
She looks up at me and Katie, and I think Rebecca had gotten here by this point. She looks up at us. I think she was sitting down, so her feet were feeling good at this point. And she goes, just so you guys know, we're going to the after party. They said we have a section at Tongue and Groove. We're not going home. I texted my husband, we're going out. And we're like, okay, all right, we'll pace ourselves. We'll be ready to go.
I was ready to go get us espressos. I was ready for us to like start like down in caffeine to go. And then what happened?
60 minutes later, she's in the suite, chicken tender in hand, feet up like she's the Wicked Witch of the West. House is on her, and we're like, Christian, looking for signs of life. Yaya's on.
Blame the shoes, girl. Blame the shoes.
These shoes, listen, we had an epic night together. And they are just, I'm willing to admit, they are too powerful for me. So, right now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. I don't even know the brand.
Have you explained what they look like just yet?
Not really. Well, yes, I did in the beginning. So, they're mix number 6. They are knee-high boots with a stiletto heel. They're not like a super high stiletto, but it's still a prominent stiletto. And they're kind of like a pewter color,
yeah,
with sparkles. They are bedazzled from tip to toe, top to top of the boot. And mind you, I have I got basketball legs, so I have a little bit of a thicker calf, and they fit beautifully. This is a they are 6.5. That's the size. If you want these boots for 100 days of good goes round, I will pass on my magic shoes to you.
Hold the power.
With the power. Now, again, they were on clearance at DSW, so we're not talking, you're not getting some Louboutins here. But I tell you right now, they possess power.
I believe it.
Because, again, when I was at the Beyond, I have no idea who the hell I thought I was. I think I thought I was Beyonce herself. But you will feel like a superstar when you wear these. But you need to beware. You need to be able to have an understanding of yourself and what you possess. Can you handle the power of the shoes?
I think there is something to be said about this. When you put a piece of clothing on sometimes, it really can change your, it gives you confidence, it changes your attitude, and at least for 4 hours, you can be somebody that you're not anymore.
I'm not kidding you. When it was like they called me, it was destiny. Huh? Because Destiny's Child. It was.
See what you did there.
You the fourth child?
The shoes are. Not me, but the shoes. What am I?
No, Kristen.
I'm sorry. Sidebar. That's how old we are. You're like, what are you, the fourth child? And Mo's like the fifth, because they're originally 4 members of Destiny's Child.
You know that? Oh my God, we are old. Damn.
Kelly and Michelle came later.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no, not Kelly. Not Kelly.
Michelle came later. Two left. There were 4. And do you remember the names of the other two?
Wasn't one LaToya someone?
LaToya. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Kendria.
Kendria.
Can you handle the power of the boots?
I am obsessed with shoes. I can absolutely handle the power of the boots.
All right. I told you the size. You're down with the 6.5?
Yes, ma'am. They're perfect.
All right. You know where she is in her life cycle also, right? And Kristen is saying, depending on where you are, this might just be a one-nighter for you.
That's fine. I'm 40 with 3 kids, and I need a good night out.
Let's go. Okay.
You know what this might end up being? Like the sisterhood of the traveling boots.
We are responsible.
It should be. You should have one crazy wild night in these and then pass them on to another woman who needs a crazy wild night. And everyone should write their name on the bottom in Sharpie.
Oh, I love that. That's a great idea.
So, Kendria, do I have your permission to sign the bottom of the shoe?
That would be excellent.
Okay, all right, so here you go. Kendria, stay on the line. We're going to get your information, and my Beyonce boots are going to be sent to you so you can have and behold the power of the shoe.
But then you have the responsibility of wearing them one crazy night and passing them on to somebody else. Can you do that?
I believe in the power of giving.
Okay, there we go.
I'm like, again, it's too much power for me. I can't handle it.
You're on The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.